Hello and welcome to the Everything BDSM podcast. I'm your host, Rope Tiger Daddy. This is episode number 9, and today's episode is entitled, What is Primal? So it's actually very appropriate that primal is hard to define with words, because it's one of those playstyles and one of those roles that is, I don't know, for lack of a better term, just not very wordy. Like, it's more instinctual, so it's not something that you have to really logic out. But, I mean, there is some logic into it. There is some logic into thinking about it, logic into setting these things up. So we're going to talk about that today. I always like to do a plug for all my stuff. So the appropriate plug to do for this one is I have written a book on primal. I definitely encourage everyone to check that out. It's called Primal, Unleashing the Beast Within. It's under my pseudonym, J.E. Earl. It's on Amazon. Definitely check that out. I think some of the things I'm going to touch on are some of the things I wrote about in that book, just to kind of put things into perspective, because like I said, it's so hard to define this. So I got into BDSM and DS. It was years I was into BDSM and DS before I really understood my primal side. So I'd always been with partners. They'd always kind of called me like big cat-ish. Like, you know, if you believe in horoscope astrology stuff, I'm a Leo. I just kind of had that kind of that mood, like kind of that energy and that vibe. Like, I don't know. It's not something I tried to put off. Not, you know, and that's kind of one thing I'm going to talk about that kind of turned me off about primal in the beginning. But you know, there's just like things I did. Like, you know, I kind of like to lay around and be lazy. I mean, I'm a very active person, but I do when I'm ready to lay down and and be lazy, I want to be lazy. You know, it's just little things like that you tend to like pick out that I never really thought about, that people would point out and say, well, you're kind of like that. You know, my partner of 9 years, my little, would always tell me, like, she was like, you're like a tiger. And I would be like, whatever. Like, that's weird, but okay. And so I would see people say that they were primal, and I didn't really understand it. And we talked about that a couple episodes back, I think, in the Daddy Dom Little Girl one, about don't shit on the things you don't understand, because one day you will be that thing, and then people will shit on you, and you'll be like, don't shit on me, because I shit on me before, and it's not like, don't do that, because then you're going to be the thing, and then they be the thing. So like, you can't, it's just weird how the things turn like that. Like, so I used to see people saying like, I'm a primal, and like, I wouldn't understand it. And sometimes I think they did it for showy reasons and dumb reasons, but that's their reason. I can't suss that out. That's what they want to do. Everyone has the freedom to do that, as long as it's legal. But people would be like, I'm like this animal, or I'm this animal, or I'm this animal. And, you know, they would try to make themselves fit that animal, or make that animal fit themselves, instead of just being like, what do you inherently kind of feel in your gut that you kind of convey, you know, or what do other people tell you? Like, not what did you just pick up and be like, I'm going to do that? So that was one thing that kind of like just turned me off. Like, people would be like, you know, don't refer to me as a person. I'm an animal. And, you know, so my primal, like, I mean, everyone can do theirs differently, but mine's not like, you know, it's the same thing with Daddy Dom Little Girl. Like, if you don't feel like you're actually with a little girl, which no one who does it legally and actually right thinks that that's the case. Like, we don't actually think we're an animal. Like, there's no, like, I'm not walking down the street accidentally like, I'm a tiger now, I'm going to like start eating people. Like, it's nonsense, you know, but people would talk about it in those terms. Like, don't refer to me as a person. I'm a wolf. Like, and wolves kind of get the bad shit rap on everywhere in the community, because everyone and their brother's a wolf. Like, you can't take 3 steps at a munch without hitting a wolf. Like, it's going to happen. So, it's one of those things, like I said, I was kind of turned off and I didn't really understand it. And it was so weird, because like, I was at an event, a kink event, and we were at the dungeon one night, and like, I had met this person, I call her person, them person because they were non-binary and they them was their pronouns. So I met this person and was like instantly like super attracted. Like I couldn't really suss out why I was attracted to this person. I mean, they were attractive, but like there were plenty of attractive people there. Like, what made me attracted to this person? I had no freaking clue why. I had no understanding of why. But there's just, it just kind of set off something in me and it was kind of weird. So we're in the dungeon, we're playing, everyone's watching, I'm doing rope goes fine. We kind of, something in me kind of like, I don't want to say snapped, but like kind of opened up. And then we were like hanging out after the scene, everyone else was doing scenes and we were watching, and we were just like, rah! like all over top of one another. And it was just like the weirdest thing, 'cause I'd never felt like that before. And it wasn't like, I don't know, it was weird. And like, I started sitting there thinking like, holy shit, this is primal. Like I just, like my brain kind of turned off and like my instincts turned on. And it was obviously like, there's a lot of people, and you have to watch this, there's a lot of people that think they can go into primal space and violate consent and abuse people or do whatever they want. If you can't control yourself in the prime, like it's like watching yourself and you're back there. And I don't mean this in like a DS way, but you're like back there holding the leash on your animal. Like you step outside of yourself for a minute and you're watching. Like, but if you don't have that leash on that animal, like that's doing this stuff, you know, and you do something and you hurt someone or you violate consent, you're just an asshole. Like don't play with that side of yourself if you can't control that side of yourself. It's about control, but it's about a controlled chaos, a controlled like instinctual thing. So, you know, when you have the ability, you have to step outside of it. It's like a little space, you know, you don't go into a space so hard that you can't step outside of it and be like, this, that's not me. That's just a space I'm going into. So met this person, like hit it off, like was super primal with them. And I'd never been like primal with anyone else. And I feel like primal is just one of those things that it has to be the right person. And it's not a deficiency in the people you're with if you don't feel primal with them. But there's just some people I don't feel primal with, and there's some people I do. And it's very difficult to explain. It's an energy, or like, and I hate using those woo-woo bullshit terms. Like, it's like a vibe, man. You know, like I just got a vibe from them, and that's why I ran with the vibe. Like, that's not that. It's just this this different energy. And it's a look, it's a feeling, it's a smell. And that's another thing is like the primal thing. Like it's, if you have somebody that goes into primal space, you can do that with certain smells, certain like springtime comes and I'm like, I just want to get naked and go outside. like anytime it's warm, I just want to go get naked and go outside. I just want to, I don't know why. But you know, there's scents and smells and things like that. And it's why like when I play primal, like I don't want to have all the lights on. Like I want to be able to see, but I don't want to have all the lights on. Like I want, you know, some forcing of the other senses. So for me, like I had no idea I was primal. Like I just didn't. That kink event was funny because we went back to that kink event a couple years later after COVID had happened. And the primal in the community just seemed like it had changed. Like, and I know it's weird to say, but like we went to like a round table and an open discussion about primal during that kink event. And we sat around it and like the guy that hosted it was just talking about like, well, you know, like sometimes, man, like I want to like beat on drums and stuff. And like there was more than a couple people in there in that round table that were kind of like doing the side eye. Like that's... So I kind of realized that primal had shifted in the community. Like it's hard to describe. Like I feel like the animal thing kind of tends to be inherent. Like you tend, like it's tend, like it's an instinctual thing. But I think some people force it into this tribal, and I don't want to call it bullshit, but I think some of it is kind of bullshit. The wrestling mats and the tribal primal music stuff and the, you know, everyone's sitting in a drum circle and shit. And that's fine if you like that shit. But that to me has never been what primal has been about. And I mean, you can definitely extrapolate that out and say that, you know, humans are animals. And, you know, when we go back to our instinctual ancestral side that, you know, that's primal. And Sure, I guess that works for some people, but for a lot of people, it's more of an animal instinct. It's more of a lizard brain thing than it is a, we have to think about it and try to create some kind of atmosphere. Like for me, it's like I either feel it or I don't feel it. Like you're not gonna like some of my partners, my two partners I'm with now, we don't do a whole lot of primal because they're just, they're little and they're slave. It's not a situation where it's very conducive to that. We do play with it a little bit, but it's not one of those things where they can be like, let's play primal tonight. Nope, I don't feel it, man. I'm not gonna do it. Like I have to seriously feel it before I can play with it. And like people want to do that, well, if you hear primal drums and blah blah blah, like again, if that's your primal, I'm sorry, I'm not trying to offend you. It's just not my primal. It's not the primal I see. So when I talk about primal, I'm talking about that animal instinct. So getting into it a little bit more, I kind of talked about it with the story, but it's this shutting your brain off on the logic sides. Like it's a, again, very, very difficult to define, very, very difficult to put words to, but letting your instincts take control. So when you're doing this, you're less thinking. A lot of people come into DS and BDSM and things like that, especially kink and sadism and masochism, and they say, I just want to turn my brain off. And that can be extremely dangerous. And I don't mean dangerous in the way of, well, you're gonna get hurt physically. I mean in the way you're gonna get hurt mentally, because people who are using that to turn their brain off are using you, like I talked in the last episode about being a therapist with a paddle. And it's not, I've never been in a situation or seen or heard or talked to people in a situation like that where that's been a beneficial thing. It's been beneficial to the person who's getting that therapy while they're getting the therapy and maybe a couple hours after that. But after that, it's just like this rubber band effect. Like it just snaps back and it's twice as bad after that. So it's not that level of turning your brain off. It's not like you're in a bad space and you want to turn your brain off. It's like you're in a good space and your brain turns off, and then you're even in even a better space temporarily. So I mean, it's like what you would do if you had consent with someone to, and I don't mean this in the way I've used it in the past, like to do what you want. Like if they trust you to do what you want in that primal space, you can just turn your brain off and just go at it, and just kind of, let that thing kind of flow. If you wanted to know what it looked like, if you were an outside observer and you were like, well, what does primal play look like? I mean, you have the people wrestling on the wrestling mat. To me, that's not primal, but people enjoy doing that and they want to call it primal. Great. Like, let's just differentiate. That's like tribal, not primal. But if you were to like watch me play primal, I'm very, very much sensory. Like I will, there's a lot more using of fingernails and teeth, in a sadistic sense. There's a lot more of, using your other senses in a more of a sensual sense. And I mean, senses in a sensual sense, like in a sexual sense, like using more of your senses. Like I would be more touchy. I would be more apt to be licking. I would be more apt to be smelling things. It's different in that way. It's also very different in reactive. And I say that like reactive, like this is another thing that kind of separates, and this is, I have a saying about this that people like laugh at. when you're playing primal, people always try to get this role thing down. I mean, if you're a dominant, you're the predator, okay? Period. Like you can't be prey. You can be, but I don't think it's very conducive to being primal prey and being a dominant. Okay. So who you're with, what role are they? If you're dominant, you're primal predator, who, and you're with someone who, what are they? And people always go to, well, they must be primal prey. And they can be primal prey, and you can play in that way. And that's fine. A lot of people do that. Me personally, I don't, because I've always used this kind of analogy. Lions don't fuck gazelles. They eat gazelles. They fuck other lions. So it's almost like a mating ritual thing. I want the person I'm playing primal with, not, they can be docile and just roll over, and that's fine. But also, I like a little bit of fight back. And I don't mean like fighting like as in like trying to take control. I mean fighting as in like being active in the play. You know, not just laying there and just kind of giving up. It's hard to describe, and it's hard to tell submissives how to do this, because you're like, don't just roll over and take it. That's fun sometimes, but sometimes you want, you know, your partner in primal to be more active in the play, more active in the event, more, you know, I guess engaged might be the more appropriate term. You want someone who's in the scene with you, who's being primal with you. And that's part of that. You can't get into primal. I can't get into primal if the person I'm with is like in little space, or like, you know, wants to be, you know, doing slave stuff. Like, it's very, very difficult to find that role, because it is, subs tend to want to be primal prey. Like I said, primal predators don't fuck with primal prey. They fuck with primal predators. Like the lion fucks with the lioness. They don't mess with gazelles. I mean, they just eat gazelles. So, I mean, that can be fun too if you're playing that, but that's not probably going to be very true in the sexual sense, more in just the kink or the DS or the BDSM sense. So that's a little bit about that. The other thing I talked about in the books, really just very briefly, is how it's a little bit harder to get consent. Because a lot of times when you're in primal space, your brain wants to do things. And again, like I said, you have to have that leash on it. Your brain, you can't just do things, but your brain's going to think these things up. And, you know, like the first time I think I bit someone, I was, you know, I had permission to bite them, but I didn't know I was going to do it when I set out in the scene. So you have to kind of get, I wouldn't call it a blanket consent, but it needs to be with someone you trust and someone that you're, you have a kind of a connection with. And I hate using that term too. And I mean, I know I used the story with the person that I didn't know this person very well. So I didn't do a lot of the stuff I normally do when I'm primal. Like I didn't bite her and things like that. It was just kind of more rough play she had consented to. So when you know these things come out, you can't do them in the moment. You have to be like, hey, I really had a desire to bite you, or I really had a desire to do this. Is that okay for next time? And then you get the consent. Don't try to get the consent in the scene. Obviously, that's not the right way to do it. Don't snap out of primal space and be like, hey, can I bite you? Okay, back in primal space now. that's not the appropriate way to do that, obviously. And that's been well talked about in the communities and everywhere that you can possibly talk about kink. But if you have this blanket consent to, you know, well, you can bite and you can do this and you can rough play and whatever, you know, make sure you have good definitions of that, because people, like, again, as we talked about, like they don't always have a good definition for things. So it's hard to define your primal, especially when it's something that comes up in the moment. Just don't do it in the moment. Wait until after, define it, talk about it, and get that consent for next time. So I feel like that's a good place to stop and end our conversation on primal. I hope this episode has been a little bit informative, because this is a subject that even a lot of people have told me when they said they found my books, they're like, I'm glad I found this book, because there's no books about it. Because think about it, it's something that doesn't really lend itself to words. So when you put, it takes a lot of energy and effort, this podcast did for me, just to put words back to it, because it's one of these things that's just like you think about, but you don't really talk about a lot. So anyway, I hope it helped, and on that note, we'll end the podcast. Until next time, this is Rope Tiger Daddy.